Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Hello, class. This is Professor C.T. Hulu. For our anthropology class, we will be talking about the lovely PDFs available at www.rpgnow.com. Of course, if you go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com, we get an affiliate bonus. It's so nice that way. So after you have filled out your lovely cards telling me about your next of kin and your deepest, darkest fears, we will have our first pop quiz.
Crushing blow. Oh, did that work? 26 again.
That will hit him.
For 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And then mark him again.
Right. I hadn't taken your mark off. So.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I do.
Alrighty. No snappy comebacks?
I already... He said, you know, if you just surrender and whatnot, and I said, oh, okay.
All right then.
And then did that.
One dad gets to go.
We have one who will go left.
One dad will leave. I'm jumping up trying to grab your feet so I can
You're way up in here. Right?
One tag will also take 9 points of damage being in the zone.
Okay. The cultist would as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, in a minute.
Can the cultist take it?
Yeah.
Yay, die, cultist!
Yeah.
All right. When did the cultist go?
He's going now. Soon.
Well, the wound tag is going now. I don't think the cultists are going yet.
Yeah, so
they're not dead yet.
As soon as the cultist goes,
he dies.
He will die.
Let's see. Wound tag.
There's a clock above his head counting down.
It's concentration.
Yeah. This is your death.
Wound tag will shift to one side
and take 9 points of damage. radiant damage.
If he shifts again?
No, no, he takes 9 points of radiant damage for starting his turn in the zone.
Yes, he took that.
Okay.
He will shift to one side. What's the blue mark under him?
That's mine.
Okay, so you have him marked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, in that case, he won't shift. And since you have him marked, he'll take a swing. Does a 17 hit your AC?
You.
All right, he will burn an action point.
Like, whatever. I'm going to
try it again. And roll the same die. He probably doesn't have 8 action points this
year. Doesn't have 8. Well, that's good. Doesn't mean he doesn't have 7, but, you know.
It's highly unlikely that he has 8 action points. And let's see.
That's what he's going to do.
What do you got to do, Libbert?
Yeah,
Ella's on deck.
You should be taking some pot shots at that dude.
Yeah, I'm tempted to do that too.
Be better once we can get Lucio down.
Okay, that is
well, if I survive my next turn, I'm going to fire 2 magic missiles.
I'll be cleaving him in twain at some point. So.
Well, I forgot to give Rind actions, so I would have been at least helping to whittle away. Or trying to help.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to find out what a.
She's gonna use a miner to do that. She doesn't have to do that. So.
If I shift and hit reshift, I would have a better chance of doing something with him than I would. That'd be okay. I'm imagining.
Well, you probably want to. Start. Someone needs to start focusing on the range dude in the back. That dude. He's
right.
Annoying me.
Right, but I have to have only so many.
Okay, time to make a lot of people very unhappy.
Not me.
Okay, well, I can reach him now at least.
Maybe it's some of the labor here.
Bitch!
Lovely.
What?
Ibbard summons a blade barrier and catches.
Everybody except Tim, basically.
Basically, everybody except Tim. She can do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh.
I mean, you're floating above it, but it's still under you.
Ah!
So everybody except. Actually, everyone except Beric and.
Rand.
Rand and Tim, it's floating under.
Alright. What do you need?
Please tell me that's one of those that affects enemies as well, or allies as well.
Probably when they can shape is the problem.
Wall can be 5 squares long and up to 2 squares high. So it is. Just for grin, she'll make it. No, she'll just make it 1 square high because she's not feeling that sadistic.
Well, 2 squares high wouldn't get
it. Wouldn't get
Tim anyway.
Okay. Right.
The creature enters. Creature enters the barrier space or starts its turn there. It takes 3d6 plus 9.
Ow!
What?
We're gonna take a lot of pain.
Ella starts her turn there.
Yep.
And takes.
Twelve
points of damage.
How much?
Just
12.
12.
Okay. Well, she will shift out of there.
Okay.
She will shift that way, I'm assuming. The square right next to her, on right there, is not.
That's not blade. Yeah, that's
okay.
Not covered by the blade.
So she'll do that. She'll shift there as a standard. She'll hit Tim with Healing Word.
Okay.
Or actually, before she does that, wait. That's a standard minor. She will, before she heals him, she uses her Exalted Chainmail daily power until the end of your turn. Each character healed by one of her encounter powers or daily powers regains additional hit points equal to D10 plus charisma. That, then she will go ahead and use her healing word, which is an encounter power, on you. You can spend a healing surge, regaining.
When you're
going
to get next.
Gaining an additional 14
hit points. Yay, not bloodied anymore.
Then she will spend her action point that she has. And
is it getting too warm in here?
Goes to
range.
How does the blade barrier work again? I'm sorry.
If you start your turn in it or you move through it, you take damage.
For each square?
For each square you move through.
That sucks.
And the spaces are difficult terrain.
I want that spell. So you move slower and you take damage. That's awesome.
That's a good question, whether or not you can even shift out of it.
Well, she could have just moved out of it. Spending a move action to
yeah, she
thing,
could
so.
Spend the move action to sidestep. There's nobody around her.
Yeah,
that would be
so.
Okay.
It's fine. Which spaces are affected by the blade barrier?
The line, and basically the five squares that go that cross that street with the three characters on it.
Uh huh. Here.
And with a one little blip to get encompass
Kaya.
Actually, okay. It looks more like a T.
Okay, so
you see what I'm saying?
Oh, so I see. So it's
it looks
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, basically.
It
right?
looks like this.
Yeah.
Right.
I get it. It's
right.
The three of us in the middle.
These
Kaya.
Four and then this one, right?
Yep. Those four and then that. That's what it looks like.
Can you slide people through other... Can you slide an enemy through other people's... through your ally's space? Can you slide people through their space?
An enemy through an ally's space? I don't believe so, no.
You could teleport, but I don't think you'd slide.
See...
Is he going to stop in the space?
He won't stop in the space, though. It's a continuous... movement.
True. I would say yes, but you're not going to, like, provoke or do anything like that.
Well, no. She...
Sure,
she,
we'll say yes.
Okay, we'll see if this works. She casts... She uses her action point to cast command, hitting a...
27 on Will.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Lucio, right?
No.
No.
The big guy.
The big guy. What kind of effect is it?
Where is it? Charm, divine, charm and divine.
That will not hit him.
Oh, that sucks. Never mind.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay, never mind.
Oh, he meant Lucio. Yeah.
So once she figures that out, she turns it and finishes the command word over there.
That was a waste. Never mind. Okay.
Sorry.
So I was going to slide him over and down the line. Every square of the blade burner.
Actually, I do have Bigby's hand.
Gwen, you're up.
Okay.
Tim, you're on deck.
I'm going to...
I was hoping that would work. That would have been really nasty.
He is a demon.
Okay.
Did the cultist go yet this turn?
The cultist needs to die.
Yes,
he will die
at this point.
Okay. Yes, well, that's fine. I just was making sure as to the ground.
Yes.
I'm going to shift to this side. And ball over.
Okay. Let's see.
Provoke from the big guy.
No, I
shifted.
And okay, so you're not actually in the blade barrier,
no.
Are you?
No.
Well, she started her turn
in it. Yeah, so. Started my turn
so in it. She's still in the light barrier, right. And you do take damage.
Okay.
Hold on.
We can only drop so many people down pits into blade barriers onto fiery things.
Take 15 points of damage from the blade barrier.
I am definitely bloodied at this point and probably going to die. So, you said 15, right?
Yes.
That puts me down to 12 points.
And that was because of the blade bearer, so that doesn't invoke the furious bounty. Asshole.
Okay. And then I am going to do.
Oh crap! I think. Hang on. She moved, so that was a move action. She had to sustain that. She sustained that as a minor, and she did.
Cast healing word.
Oh, no, she did.
Healing word.
She used her exalted chainmare as a minor, and then she would have had to have used her action point to healing word Tim.
Okay.
So she couldn't have commanded anyone.
So she couldn't have commanded anyone.
Okay. Yes. So. Sorry.
Okay.
Never mind all that.
Okay.
So you just revealed that it wouldn't work by.
Yes.
By accident.
Entirely.
That's okay. I think that's right. The only one
we can try.
Fine. She would. I would try that. So.
No, it's a good idea. It makes sense.
Uh huh.
Well, then she probably. No, she had to burn her action point. No.
Yeah,
sad. I think my action point was burned last time, so I just didn't give myself it.
Okay. I'm going to do Eldritch Blast on a snake lady.
Okay.
Did you curse somebody?
Yeah, I did. Lothian. I was going to come here. Had that out of my hand before.
You cursed Lothian.
That too.
Curse you Lothian. Okay.
That's right.
Lothian, you bitch!
Hey!
Whoa, the gods do listen.
Hey, wait a minute.
It's like, no, you didn't.
It's the only time in history that she's actually listening. She's like, giant finger comes out of the sky.
Okay, that's Ibbard. That will not hit Ibbard.
Let me know when we hit the end of the round, by the way.
Oh, and crap. So that was, and I could do standard and move.
If I don't save from this fire, I'm going to bloody proceed. We're going to make healing potions when we have rest.
And
she has, Bella has a few healing potions on her.
We're going to make a lot of healing potions.
So, I have a thing that gives me 7.
Or I think we're also going to spend the 840 gold minus whatever we can get and build, and create a.
Why not? I'm all for melting those chaos items down.
Use it. It doesn't
well,
give
magic
me
greediness.
I want to make this healing the healing banner.
Okay.
And give it to her.
I'm back up to 19.
Because. All right. Well, I take my 5 fire damage.
All right.
What's Barak's current initiative, by the way? Because he goes right after Kaya.
Okay, I trigger my Staff of Magic Missiles. So I'll fire a magic missile at Lucius and fire a magic missile at the archer person.
Lucio.
Okay.
Lucio, whatever the hell his name is. Don't really care. Horatio, Lucio.
Buckbutter, formerly known as Lucio.
Yeah, the blue one is the big L.
Okay.
Okay, big L. 22 versus reflex.
That will hit it.
Right. And the archer person would be a 29.
Versus reflex?
Yes.
Okay. That will hit her. Too.
Okay, first on the big L.
13 points of damage.
Okay.
And 17 points of damage on the archer.
All right. Lucio goes down.
Yay!
Yay! I kick him.
Okay. Other than fighting the demon,
good job, Tim. Is he dead or dying?
He is dying.
You know,
it's Lucio. I've got to take an action to cleave his head off. I got to do it.
You don't want to.
Wrench can attack him with his claws and make him bleeding.
All right.
You know, we do have all those flesh golem parts.
We are at it is the end of the round.
Okay.
I got to make my save, too.
I trigger my battle awareness and gain a plus 10 to my initiative.
Okay.
I'm no longer on fire.
It takes no action to do it, so.
What does it? Does the consecrated ground still affect it or not?
Consecrated ground is still there, yes.
So what do we?
This was Beric.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and as a move action,
just because I don't want to be there.
So do you gain anything by that at some point?
Beric. Well, now I go on a 32 rather than a 22, so I go ahead of. Okay. I would have gone ahead of.
Okay.
So levitation gives you more than up down.
Uh huh. Okay. I can move one square.
Excellent.
But you can only levitate up to four squares up.
You take Lucio off the mat.
So you're only four squares up.
Well, I will always four squares up.
Okay.
That's 40 feet.
No, four squares would be...
But 20 feet.
I get...
Four squares.
Back then.
Oh, whatever it is. You still can't hit me. Did the Bladeberry hit me, though?
The Bladeberry, no.
No, because it was only one square.
Okay.
But that, it's good to know that you're four squares up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always get the range mixed up. It's all in squares. So I'm four. Basically, I can move four up or down the first turn. And every turn, I can move three, either up or down. And I can move one square every direction.
Okay.
But there is no but. There's nothing else to add.
All right. Beric, you would be first.
Okay, I coup de grace on Lucio.
Okay, that would be a crit, so max damage.
That's mean.
Uh-huh. No,
just.
And what is your max damage?
I warned him twice.
What is your maximum damage?
Well, I'm coup de grace-ing him with my...
Is he wearing your armor?
Is my... With my Reaping Strike, it does slightly more damage.
That's messed up.
So that's... He takes another 17 points of damage.
Alrighty. Somebody actually needs to look up when you're actually dead.
I probably have that in my cheat sheet. Dead. Well, first of all, when your current hit points drop to half your maximum, so basically your, when your current hit points drop to zero or lower, you fall unconscious and are dying. Make a saving throw each round. Three failed save, it doesn't matter, he's being cooked around. If your hit points reach a negative number equal to half your maximum, you die.
Somebody should probably go ahead and look up what a coup de grace actually does, because I'm guessing it's an auto.
Deliver a coup de grace against a helpless enemy adjacent to you. Use any attack power you could normally use against the enemy, including a basic attack. Hit, you score a critical hit. If you deal damage greater than or equal to the target's bloodied value, the target dies.
Which is the same as...
Greater than his bloodied value. He is not dead.
Damn. Okay, well...
No, but he's not getting up anytime soon.
No.
Great. I will deal with him later, then.
Don't believe a guy in the same lady thing.
Okay. So that was your...
That was
put him back,
because
he's still there.
No, he still went down. You still got the hit points for it.
He's not dead, though.
You still got the
you still get the hit points.
Oh, I do? Okay.
And I assume you move so that you don't have to move to the blade bearer?
Yes.
Okay.
I have enough to do this, though.
Okay. Do you want me to magic missile him next time? I could put a cloud of daggers on him.
Huh?
No.
I want to have some time with him.
Oh, okay.
He wants some special time.
I warned him.
You did.
I am entirely justified in torturing him to death. Now.
Okay.
Wow.
Our alignment's just shifted.
Okay, not torturing him. Okay. Right? He's entirely justified in...
Both of you may have something to say about that, but you know, whatever.
He'll be entirely justified in killing him after the battle, so...
Paladin-esque guy just gotten insane.
Yes, but I'm not a paladin, am I?
He's only
paladin. He's only esque. Like I said, paladin-esque.
Well, as a minor action, actually, I'll go ahead and co-op a...
So if you need a dark place for the session, I do have the basement. I'm just saying, I can close the door and leave for a couple hours. Make sure you clean up. There's a mop in the corner.
And a drain.
And a drain. It's for all the alchemistry crap I've been pouring down into the sewers. Well, that potion didn't work. I'm done. Freaking giant rats, like, running around. Oh, no, that's normal, so... Freaking three-headed giant rats.
Barrack's done.
Okay.
Regenerating three-headed giant rats.
Kaya. No. Wait. Sorry.
It's Sarah.
Yes, Sarah, you're up.
Okay.
And Kaya is on deck.
I'm in the cloud of flying debris, death, whatever it is.
Well, since my range is all wrong, that means I can hit more people with more stuff.
Yeah.
20 points of damage.
Damn. Buddy.
See
get
what
out
he
gets
for
the...
poking me with that pen?
Hmm?
Is that, see what he gets for poking me with that pen?
Okay. How high are the buildings?
And
that's where I was going.
Probably.
We're trying to.
Are they two-story buildings two-story or normal buildings?
How that high will is that? Invoke a mother's fury.
Probably
15,
20
feet, I would say. 15, 20
feet.
Feet
can I get to the rope?
Just 3 or 4 yeah, squares in height. With your telekinetic, how far can you move with telekinesis?
5.
Five, yeah. You can move to the top of one.
You could.
4 squares up on the corner.
Almost. You'd have to, he has a jumping point.
Yeah. That big point? You have to get up next to the. You'd probably have to get up next to the building.
Like
you'd probably have to get up next to the building, but like right next to it.
And then I will. Proceed
well,
to do
I'm
a snatching
claw to go through a window
on the demon
in
here
and get cover.
Snatching claw, I can then move and drag
him. Oh, sweet. So you're going to bring him into the blade.
I'm going to move out and bring him in.
Excellent. Nice maneuver.
And that's a miss, but I can still slide the target 1 square and he takes half damage from me. And then he will take the damage from entering the blade barrier.
Okay.
Nice.
Maybe we should run around, demand weapons from people, and then just take them.
Like, yeah.
Give us the chaos weapon.
What?
Your wallet's fine. We'll just take that.
We're no longer adventurers. Half damage, is it half the total or half the die roll, then plus
half the total.
Half the total. Okay.
Are you sure you haven't been talking to my creepy watch?
That would then be...
Maybe.
6 points of damage from my stuff.
Okay.
And whatever he takes from me.
And he takes another 19 from the blade barrier.
See, I think you should just...
I could just chop his hands off.
He could have those...
I was thinking you should strip him down.
I gave him... No, I did that to him last time.
So, I was going to say, strip him down, tie him up upside down in the creepy house.
Well, we cleared the house out pretty much. So.
It's not going to remain
cleared
out.
He's dying.
Actually,
he's going to die.
You know the demons are going
to
come back.
Drag him there, and I'm staying in the thing.
We could put him
in
the chest with my desiccated master body. And
I wasn't bloodied at the start of the turn.
I'm honestly, I think I'm just going to let him bleed there right now.
I got bloodied, so I would have to be bloodied next time to get the healing from the consecrated ground, right? Okay.
Just
yes.
Bloody.
And, Miner, I will give sprint actions.
Okay.
He does 8. If Rend charges, he can move through Alice, right?
Mm-hmm.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Did we defeat him before?
And then, does a charge get him too?
Yeah, we fought him twice.
What's his movement?
8.
Yeah, he can
fight. He was one of the first guys we encountered, I believe.
I remember that one, but I don't remember
and
the second.
And we captured him, and I let him go.
Oh, that's right.
Down. Okay. Yeah, know, don't let me regret this. And he showed up again, and he's the one who stripped me of all my stuff. Nothing. Remember, we had to go buy my stuff back.
Or I missed.
And this is the third time we've met. So.
Kaya, you're up.
I gave him a chance.
Okay.
So he's going to let him bleed to death.
I'm going to punch the demon guy since he's right next to me.
Do you need to move out of
here? We're actually in the blade.
Yeah,
so you take 18 points from the blade barrier.
I'm bloody.
Well, if you're going to do that, you may want to, just to be on the safe side, take his head.
Yeah. You should take him to fade. Maybe I'll do that.
And bandage him up and then take him.
Fade's my former commander. Mm-hmm. I could take him to Fade.
Yeah, he was the one that was rude to me last time.
Fade, I got a present for you.
I was kind of rude to him, too. It actually does.
Yay!
You did what?
She punched the bars.
But if you got 3 people bloody, that's good.
I should fix that.
16, and I just left him. Okay. And then
I shift out of the blade barrier. Okay. Back when. Avenger is getting taller. So, okay, one kind of takes another 17. You know, if
how
he survives
being
this,
in the
6 points of damage.
6 from the consecrated. He may go punch his mage if he survives this. How dare you put a barbarian for me?
He will move, and that will provoke from 3 of you. Beric, you get a free swing. Sarek, you get a free swing. And Gwen, you get a free swing.
Basic attack. 26 versus AC.
That will hit him.
Eight points of damage.
Okay.
So it's fine. Mace Round Diner. There we go.
I'm sorry, you said what, Ethan?
8 points of damage.
Sarek.
I hit AC 27.
That will hit it.
For 7 points of damage.
Okay.
And I'll use that opportunity to mark him as well.
Damn you!
You're bloodied, I'm not!
That's true.
But I need him bloodied for... I need him marked for some of my abilities.
Free!
Okay, roll a nat 20.
Dick.
Trying to get him to not attack my friend... attack you guys.
I don't care who marks him, just let's kill him.
Yeah.
Okay, roll that.
So, he's stepping where?
Okay, Gwen, did you hit him?
What
did you hit?
I rolled a 20.
Okay. Nat 20.
That's max damage.
So you do maximum every,
plus any magic.
You actually can use this.
I can use your that basic. Instead?
Yes, you can use Eldritch Blast as your basic attack.
So, what is the max damage?
14 damage.
Okay. Do you have any magic items or anything?
That's without all the bonuses.
Yeah, that's checked. Everything.
Oh, it doesn't have a random crit?
Mm-mm.
I thought she had a...
It should just be...
You do... I know you have that.
She has that rod.
That skull rod or something.
Yeah, that's...
Where is that? Rod of First Blood.
But,
it doesn't necessarily... Depends on what the...
Yes, add another 2d8 damage to that.
Yeah, that's what we got to watch out for.
You hit a creature that... Wait. It's 2d... No, 2d6, sorry.
So, okay. Wait a second.
She critted on him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's, she's critted on him with her Rod of First Blood, so
it's whatever
she does 14
that.
Plus 2d6.
Okay.
Damn it, I critted earlier and I forgot to add the extra damage again. I always forget to add the extra damage.
So, 20 total.
Okay. That's okay.
I think
my distance is right.
No, this is... If you crit, it does extra
damage.
Then
it does that. Okay.
This is just normal damage.
Okay. Okay.
Well, he's dead now.
He's dying, yeah.
He's more dead.
Yeah, because some of the magic items do 2d8 or do a d8 mm-hmm. instead of d6.
That does it if the thing has max hit points at the start.
Yeah.
It does that, but it only does d6s otherwise. And it's a plus 2, so it's 2d6.
Yeah.
That's not... Not a power, it just does that when you crit. So.
Yeah, so you don't even have to...
It's actually written in there.
I know, but I can't read that. I'm blind.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, he moves over there.
He's going to do something bad.
25 hit your fortitude.
My fortitude?
Yes.
Where the hell is my fortitude? Yes, it hits my fortitude.
Okay. You get bull rushed back into the...
Blade Barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take 19 from the Blade Barrier.
Ow. He's gonna probably do something bad to me.
That didn't bloody you?
I quaffed a healing potion at the end of my turn. So, I'm 10 away from being bloodied, but I'm still fine.
Because with the Fury's Bounty, with me having him marked, when one of my allies becomes bloodied by him, which, in effect, that one would have been,
mm-hmm.
I could have moved him into the Blade Barrier.
Well, how many hit points do you have left?
Alright, she will... I'm at 27. I'll get to... I'll be okay.
I can actually bring him back into the lane with my former glory.
Back
and forth.
Yeah, I missed with my opportunity to strike from Rand.
Back, so alright, trigger that.
She moved up and does a mass cure.
That's okay.
They get...
Totally gonna kill her.
Hit points back. Well, now you can hit both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If you've got a burst or whatever.
Anything left.
Now, how bad do you want Lucio to bleed to death?
How bad do I want Lucio to bleed to death?
Yes. Because he just got cured
if,
by
if
that
he's
too.
Getting a mass cure, that's fine.
Okay, because this is the deal. Typically, monsters, when they go below zero, are dead. Now, and I'm willing, since you hate Lucio so much, to make an exception. He can be dead now, but if you want him to bleed to death, that means
he gets
hit by the mass cure and is coming right back up.
That's fine.
So you tell me.
No, he can come back up. That's fine.
Okay.
Do you want him to get back up?
Now, mass cure doesn't heal him fully, right?
No.
He's going to stand up right next to
he's
you.
He's standing up in my square.
He'd probably shift
over.
Yeah.
Move though him into
standing
the bigger and watch him go.
I get something falls back down.
Give me something else to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say since he's getting right back up and having to be moved out of the square, I'd say make it a die roll as to where which empty space he can go into.
Yeah, but if he woke up, he may just crawl.
He would just crawl, whatever.
But I guess if he's walking up from unconsciousness, he might crawl right into it.
Yeah,
that's why I said the best way to go would be a bad one.
When do you have to go to work?
Okay.
Oh, really?
Maybe in 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
Less
than 15. You may want to call when you're heading home, just so I can get the cats away.
Okay.
You haven't reset that clock.
No.
Okay, I was just making sure you were taking that into account, so.
No, I was just going to leave it. I did that with my watch for the longest time.
You're standing over him?
Yeah, he was in that space when he went down.
All right, if he's in that space, sorry, I ruined you. He's going to end up. We'll deal with it when he has to stand up.
I don't know if that provokes anymore. I don't think it does.
Provoke?
Standing up,
stand
does
up.
Not.
That is kind of a good thing, though. Because it was always irritating. I got knocked down. I always stood up. Oh, the monsters are stabbing me. I think it's about the size of our concentrate.
Jeez.
It says Coils of Despair. It's an area burst 5. That means it's going to hit
everybody.
Except Tim. Poor Tim.
No, she can hit Tim too. Actually,
it's 4 squares up.
It's a burst 5.
Yeah, yep.
She
could.
She can position it so it hits you.
Mm-hmm.
She can position it so that it hits everybody.
She can.
Well, if she aims, she'll either miss Tim or she'll miss Ella.
Yeah.
If it's 5 squares.
Because it's 5 up.
Oh, true.
Because so Ella and Tim are 6 squares away from each other.
She gets her choice of who she dislikes more.
Who does she dislike more? Who hits Tim? Oh, let's hit Ella instead. All right.
She
so
did do the consecrated ground. So.
Yeah, the demon's still in the consecrated ground. And actually, what's his name? Will start his turn in the consecrated ground.
Maybe.
Yeah, he will. Well, he'll start his turn there unless someone slides him out.
Right.
All right. Ella is restrained.
I'll take your word for it.
Does a 30 hit Ella's reflex?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Let's just go around the room table, I guess. Kaya.
Excuse me.
20 hit your reflex?
That is my reflex.
You are restrained. Tim. No, it hits Tim. 27 versus Barrett's reflex.
Yes, that hits Barrett's reflex.
You are restrained. Gwen, you are restrained, unless your reflex is better than 33.
No.
Sarek, you are restrained, unless your reflex is somewhere in the 30s.
No.
Okay. I think I got it. It is now Ella's turn.
Alright. No one's adjacent to Ella, right?
Okay. Nope.
No.
Ella. Alright, we got 3 people that are bloodied. How bad are they? How bad are you guys?
I'm at 22. I'm
going to
use my turn to do a healing surge.
I'm at 27. I'll be getting stunned back because of the Mother's Fury and by starting in the consecrated ground. So
okay. I'll get some back from consecrated ground, and then I'm moving, so I'm not going to be in the melee anymore.
Then she'll do it on Kaya. She'll hit Kaya. She'll hit you with Healing Word. You can spend a healing surge, regaining an additional 9 That's a minor action. She spends a minor to maintain the consecrate ground.
Where is Skippy?
Skippy.
Hey, Scott, do you guys happen to have a ladder? You guys own a ladder?
I've got a 6-foot step and...
We have a ladder.
Oh,
we've got the ladder that we can get on the house.
Oh, and she would try command at this point on the big guy, which fails.
I don't know if that's a tall enough.
Yeah, she actually has to be that.
How tall do you have to have one?
Yeah, well, she's
for my,
okay.
My down gutters, because I need to clear them.
Gwen, you're up.
And all my ladders are...
Tim, you're on deck.
Yeah, she would fail. Starting them in a consecrated ground, am I just going to get anything to do?
If you're bloodied and start in the consecrated ground, you regain 5 hit points.
If something is shredded, or something shredded my grill cover, something tore down one of my downspouts in the corner.
And Ella is still restrained.
And it wasn't the dog. So I got to figure out how to fix that.
And I'm going to use my.
I wonder if we have raccoons.
You're restrained.
Yeah.
You're restrained.
I am. Okay.
I think we're all restrained right now.
Telekinetic leap, though, okay. Isn't that is that teleportation?
No.
It's a like movement a thing.
Oh, I'm
it's
thinking of my warm-up.
Okay.
You can't curse the snake person, though.
Yeah. She's I'll curse her, and then I'll do fiery bolt.
Okay.
On the snake lady.
Stupid snake lady.
I don't like the snake lady.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I don't think so. Great.
All right. Go ahead and make your save to see if you become restrained.
D20. You are not restrained anymore.
Okay, yeah, you're up.
Okay.
Wasted that one.
I'm casting Bigby's Icy Grasp, and I crit.
Okay.
So...
Who were you casting at all?
The big, ugly dude.
Okay.
I shouldn't have, but I did anyway. Sure.
Okay.
So... Let's get plus 7. Plus... 8. Okay, he takes 31 points of damage.
Okay.
Because I crit. And...
Ouch.
The hand has him grabbed.
And then can move him?
Not this turn. But then as my minor, I sustain my levitation, and then I go... Broop, and then I fall off. That's all.
Awesome, Steve.
Derek's just going to have to...
Might not want to write over the...
Who's up, Eric?
That was Tim, and we are at the new round. You would be up, Eric.
Uh-huh. I believe I'm in the blade barrier.
You are. That you are.
Restrained in the blade barrier, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
24 points of damage.
Oh, yeah, that makes me bloodied.
Oh.
Oops. Might help if I... marked my hit points on my sheet rather than not done.
No.
Alright, how much damage, I'm sorry?
24.
Yeah, that will still bloody me, but not nearly as bad. I'm restrained, so I can't move, so I will go ahead and try a reaping strike on
The dude in front of me.
Okay.
At a minus 2, 25 versus AC.
That will hit him.
Does.
Now, Eric, that was partially cold. Well, that is cold damage.
Okay.
So if you need to make any modifications based on that.
Okay.
So 14 points of damage.
He was a big
grabbed,
guy. Though.
I'll of course mark him.
Okay.
And that's all I can do. I am no longer restrained either.
Alright.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Either as well, in addition to.
Where'd you get the figure for your the mage?
It's just a Reaper mini.
I see.
Was Hercule in Andre's game. I just forgot to take him out of my bad guy's bag.
I like that figure, though.
Yeah, it's the only young mage I could really find. Could it work? I need to patch right. him up because he's...
Now it's actually Lucio's turn. So he's actually in someone else's square. So he moves.
Takes 10 points of damage for starting in that in this consecrated ground.
Okay. That's fine.
That's fine.
He's probably not doing well.
Well, he's still bloodied.
We'll see if Maggie's
got... Who's still bloodied?
Lucio.
Lucio
now,
is.
To be fair, if this were you guys, I would let you pick which side that you wanted to end up in. So, I'm going to do
fine.
The same for him. So, just for the record,
that's
if this come up,
oh.
that's the rule.
Well, Tim Waters into the white dragon.
Tim suddenly has a death wish.
He probably wants to end up here.
Yeah.
Stand up. What?
He started the turn in the consecrated ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You take the damage for that?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Stand up. Do something clever. So, what other things can you do? Okay. He will actually provoke from you.
Okay.
I think we'll allow you to mark him as well.
Yeah. I won't hit him. I'm
okay.
tired of rolling.
You can still mark him even though you,
yeah.
you attack him, so.
Yeah.
Eric, does a 24 hit your fortitude?
Yes.
Alright, you are immobilized.
So
save ends.
Where does he move to? He moved to there.
He moved to there, and he does a ranged attack on Beric.
Which
provokes from you, which we just did.
Mm-hmm.
And the.
Which marked him.
It's an ability that he has. Called telekinetic grasp.
Okay.
And you are immobilized. Save ends.
He did that at minus 2.
In that case, it would be 22. 14.
That will still hit me.
That was an attack that did not include me, so.
Alright. Sarek, you are up. Kai, you are on deck.
Okay.
Actually, Kai, you need to leave.
I'll stick around for mine. What is the hit point recovery from the consecrated ground?
5, I believe.
Okay.
2.
And Mother's Fury is another 7. No longer bloodied. Um, minor action. Ren gets actions. And then...
Moxie, are you going to stay in Robin's chair when she goes?
Lucio is still bloodied, correct? I still have not used my action point, so I will do so now. And to the center of pack with Lucio. No. Rend. We'll make a bite on Snake Lady.
Yeah.
Twenty-three versus AC.
That will hit her, I guess.
She is knocked prone.
Okay.
And she takes 6 points of damage. Okay. That ends my turn.
Twenty-four versus AC on Lucio.
24 versus AC on Lucio is, I believe, that hits him. Let me double check. His AC is 26, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I moved back to Lucio there.
Sorry, Mox.
You can jump back on the chair, Mox, you know.
And if somebody wants to fake high, I would disrupt him too.
I will. Do you want to take care of Kaya, Tim, or Jeremy?
I don't care, I can.
Okay.
Okay. I just do martial strike over.
Have you used your action point?
No, I haven't used my action point, and I've used one of my daily powers.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and The Night of Disillusion are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission. And Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.